We come to that portion of our worship where we have the privilege of zeroing in on that which accomplished our redemption, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We call this the Lord's Supper, communion. It is not our wish to exclude anyone, yet the Word of God does place limits on those who should and should not take communion. And let me state them here, that you confess Jesus Christ with your whole life, that He is Lord of your life, and that you know that you belong to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ, and that you have given public testimony to that in the waters of baptism, and that you, out of obedience to Christ, are a part of His specific, particular local body that we call the church, either here or someplace else. If any one of these things are not true of you, we would ask, and nobody's staring at you or looking at you or judging you, we would ask that simply, as the bread and the cup is passed around, that you just simply hand it on to the person next to you. But we also include, when we say this, an invitation to come and speak with us about how you can know that you belong to Christ, and so that you can enter into the full fellowship of this covenant relationship, of which the bread and the cup is a sign of that covenant. Our scripture is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. If you then have been risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. This communion table is for those who have set their minds on things above, because they have been and they are, by faith, risen with Christ. And again, we were reminded of that in Jesse's homily this morning from Romans chapter 6, that by faith, in a spiritual sense, we have died with Christ. And in this spiritual sense, by faith, we have risen with Him to new life in Him. And that is what we are celebrating as we break the bread that speaks to us of the broken body of our Lord, as we drink the cup that declares to us that atonement has been made, reconciliation with God has been accomplished through the blood of Christ. And so, we are saying that being risen with Christ and seeking those things that are above are much more than seeking those things that we see around us. The circumstances of life, especially those things that are outside of our control, do not define our lives. By taking the bread and the cup, we are saying that you, Lord Jesus, you are the one who defines my life. I belong to you. And what better place to be than to belong to Christ? Let's prepare ourselves to receive the bread and the cup. I'd like for us to stand and sing a hymn in preparation for receiving the Lord's Supper.